Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, just me at the top of the show to say that we're doing one more of the live streams on Zoom this Tuesday, August 31st, 8 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. So go to joshearl.com.au for the tickets. They're only $5. And as you'll know from this show, it is super funny and super worth it. Hey, speaking of worth it, if you want to become a Patreon subscriber, you can. A whole bunch of stuff's been going up there. Every single week I do a top five episode where me and a buddy sit down, we discuss the top five of a topic of our choice. This week I had Marcel Blanche de Wilt and we talked about ad jingles. It's good. It's so catchy. And I've been doing stuff on Twitter about bands, and I'm having some fun in lockdown with a little bonus episode up there about 90s indie bands. So if you want to go to that, go to patreon.com/dykwia. That's patreon.com/dykwia. $5 a month gets you all the goodies. And if you pay $10 a month, you get to see these shows that you're about to listen to for free. So that is very cool. That's all I need to say. Hopefully in lockdown, you're doing okay. Hopefully you've got, people you can talk to, people around, things to occupy yourself with. Try and be busy. Enjoy this episode with Guy Montgomery, Greg Larson, Cameron James, and Concetta Caristo. And welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earl. And this week on the internet, I discovered I share my name with a guy on Instagram who's an entrepreneur whose handle is @CEOJoshEarl, whose last post, or second last post, is about him trademarking the name Josh Earl. So am I looking for a new name now? I don't know how that works.
This is bad news for you, Josh.
I'm done.
This is not good.
I'm done. Hey, if this is your first time listening to Don't You Know Who I Am, what I do, I get four very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest shares his name with the manager of Sunbelt Rentals in Washington, D.C., specializing in heavy machinery. But the one we have here is from the worst idea of all time. It is Guy Montgomery. Yay. Hey.
Thank you.
Hey, Guy.
Josh.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm so good, man. I'm taking some time out from my busy machinery schedule to podcast, which is my true passion.
Yeah, I looked at Sunbelt Rentals. It's all like farming machinery. That's what it
is.
Yeah,
you don't need to tell me.
you know all about it.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, a lot more Guy Montgomerys than I thought. I thought you might be one of the few.
Hey,
but there's lots.
Fuck you, man. There's heaps of us. Just because, we're unique, it doesn't mean there can't be a lot of us.
That's true.
There's a lot of Guy Montgomerys out there and we're all doing different stuff.
Okay. Hey, our next guest shares his name with a professional recruitment agency in Leeds. Can you please welcome from the Total Reboot pod, it is Cameron James.
Oh my God.
He deserves that.
Total Reboot is a podcast all about movies, and in the parlance of movie terms, let's do another take of that, buddy. Let's get.
What are you talking about?
Going for take two.
The listeners have no idea what you're talking about. It was smooth. Okay. I don't know why you'd even bring that up.
Total Reebok.
That's so funny. Yeah,
it's all about pumps.
Yeah.
It's great.
Thanks for having me, and it's a pleasure to meet the Sunbelt King, Guy Montgomery.
Nice to meet you too, Cameron James. I'm a big shoe fan myself, so a match made in heaven, perhaps.
Perhaps.
Also joining us is a comedian who, while I didn't find anyone new who shared her name since last time she was on, I did find a woman named Concetta Caristo, whose last Facebook post was a video link titled 18+ Horny Stepsister Face Sitting. Can you please welcome from the Big Natural Talents podcast, it is Concetta Caristo. Yay.
Thank you so much. That was also me. I had to get that video out there. People have got to see it.
That's the one thing that's come up in the pandemic. A lot more stepsister stuff out there. Not sure if you...
I started that.
Trend.
I started whispers. I was like, what about the stepsister? She's hot. take it away. And then videos just went viral. They've gone off. So I'm doing my part.
And finally is a man who shares his name with an Auckland optometrist. Can you please welcome from the Grub, it's Greg Larson, everyone.
Hello, thank you very much. I need to go back to the optometrist because my eyesight's real bad. So that's a little bit of trivia about me. Another bit of trivia is I just ate an ultimate double whopper.
That's what we want to hear.
It's how all go. It?
Hey, I was going to say that in the last round in who, but you've ruined it. I was going to say who's here's eating a double whopper.
Hey, there could have been one of us as
Ultimate double whopper, please. Oh,
sorry. Okay?
I'm not fucking around with a regular double whopper. It's ultimate or nothing.
What's in an ultimate double
whopper? What's ultimate about it?
Bacon.
Okay. Nice, that is.
And cheese. But because you have to specify cheese if you want a Whopper with cheese.
Obviously,
but
that's ultimate, a double Whopper cheese. It's a double totally Whopper different with burger. Cheese
plus bacon.
Mm. Oh, Guy, in New Zealand, do you have Hungry Jack's or is it Burger King?
No, Hungry Jack's is unique to your weird country. Mm. We have Burger King.
Mm. As it should be.
It just tastes better. With the King.
No.
Is there a local New Zealand fast food that's only stays in New Zealand?
Not that I can think of that's syndicated nationally. We take our cues from some of the other big countries. In short, no. Someone in the comments is trying to tell me that, oh, fuck, yep, there are, okay? This is hard.
there's
a live comment section.
Yeah, people are taking you to town.
Georgie Pie got shut down. There was one called Burger Fuel. I hate this. How do I turn the chat off completely?
Someone said Burger Fuel.
What about Hell Pizza? Wasn't that New Zealand?
Yeah. Oh, look. Yeah, we do. We do food. Yeah, we're all people, man. We're all living off the same stuff.
Yeah.
Land.
As if.
Hey, our first game tonight is called Social Me Meter. What I'm going to do? I'm going to read out tweets from the four of you. If you think you know who wrote it, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You get a point if you're right. A point to the person who actually wrote the tweet. If you're incorrect, so you can't buzz in for your own. Poker faces on. Here we go. Question one: Mums do burps, dads do farts.
Greg.
Yes, Greg.
Cam.
You are correct. Yes, it was Cam.
Really?
Fuck!
My God, because I swear to God that I was going to say Josh Earl.
No, I don't. I'm not in this one.
Or did you, Josh, was yours dads get Pfizer, mums get AstraZeneca?
It's just this bottomless mine of comedy, the whole mums and dads thing, isn't it?
Well, they are different, Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't remember that. I'm sure that was from years ago, but thank you for bringing it up. And every now and then I'm reminded that I am capable of saying something funny.
Well, this one was a popular one because how I do this now is I go on advanced Twitter search and I do minimum likes 500. Whoa. This piece of shit tweet got over 500 tweets.
I don't know what to say, guys. It's a little bit lowbrow, and that, you know, I've changed. I'm a lot more mature now. I don't make that kind of filth.
It was a Christmas Eve tweet as well.
Oh my God,
that's awesome! Christmas Happy Eve. Holidays.
What the fuck was going
Sounds
on?
Sounds like a pretty gassy night at the James House.
All right, question two. Crazy how good some people get at playing badminton.
Conchetta.
Yes, Conchetta.
Is it Guy?
Yeah, it is Guy.
Oh, it's very tasteful. It's highbrow that compared to Cam.
It's my thing on Twitter is I try to I'm trying to become the most boring person possible. It's literally what I try to use Twitter for. And yeah, I mean that was a pretty clear case of me succeeding.
I do like it though. It's as ridiculous as dedicating your life to doing comedy or podcasting, doing like a sport like badminton.
Mm. It's more badminton is more ridiculous.
Do you think
than comedy?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Big time.
You can do comedy, you know, every year. You get to play badminton on television once every 4 years and you have to be so good and like you've just been 3 years doing it in private. It's humiliating.
All right, next question. Cops should also pull us over to tell us things we've been doing well.
Great. Guy.
Cameron?
I heard Guy first.
If it's cops, if it's anti-cop stuff, it's got to be Greg Larson.
No, that was Concetta Caristo.
Oh, no.
It's like a fun, it's a fun one about cops. It's got a girly twist to it.
Have you ever been pulled over driving, Concetta?
Oh, absolutely. For having giant knockers. Sorry.
They can't do that, can they?
That's a, that is actually illegal in so many respects.
You're right.
Now I think of, now I'm with the ACAB people. Now I
think all cops are boob men. Might go back on Twitter. Might get back on Twitter.
Good stuff. All right, next question. I saw Mummy kissing Santa Claus and Daddy sucking Rudolph off.
Concetta!
Greg.
Yes, Concetta.
I was going to say Greg, but Greg said his name, so Cameron.
Everyone said their name, but it was actually Cameron. You are correct, yes.
What is happening at Christmas?
Yeah, that mums and dads at Christmas.
Was that fucking insane?
You're a grot, Cam. You're disgusting.
Was that the same Christmas Eve?
Yeah, I think so.
What the fuck was going on with me? I do have mental illness issues. But actually, that's kind of funny. Yeah, I might take it to the stage once comedy comes back.
I think so.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Very good.
Would have been no prisons for you that year.
I'm on the naughty list boy. For that shit.
All right, next question. Just put the vaccine in an Audi catalogue and say it's on sale for one day only and the boomers will have that shit in their veins
guy.
With 2.5 seconds flat. Yes, Guy.
Greg?
Yes, it's Greg.
Yeah,
yes.
I was going to say Greg for sure.
For a myriad
reasons.
It's
a little bit of a satirical little jab there. I don't know if you know about boomer culture, but they like to get Aldi, so...
Yeah.
Have you had the jab yet, Greg?
Yeah, I've had 37.
Keep
getting sicker and sicker, but stronger in other ways.
And are you spreading it out? You're having them all? You're having the AZ? You're having Pfizer? Johnson &
Johnson?
Yeah,
as many as I can. Like a lot of off-brand ones.
Yeah.
You know, like just whatever jab's going. Just mixing up different jabs. I'm the most jab man this side of the border. Love it. Yes, I've had my jabs.
Did you go Pfizer or AZ?
I went. This is true. I went Pfizer, and here's what happened. Because I went in. I went to the big, the distribution center where you just go in like sheeple, like rounded up in the line. And the reason I went in because they had like pre-existing medical condition you can go in, and one of them was obesity. And I did a little bit of a calculation, like an online calculation, to find out. Yeah, big time. Not even a risk of not being qualified. And they said, you got to bring evidence from your doctor. And I literally went there and they said, do you have like evidence from your doctor? And I went, I'll get on the scales. I'm not kidding. I said, I'll get on the scales. And then she just goes, yeah, I'll accept that. And made me sign a form that said yes. And I said, I've also got all this mental health stuff, like, I can
what
come
do you
back.
Want?
But you played the obesity card.
I can come out. I got the obesity, but I got the mental health as well. I got all kinds of stuff going on. You know, haven't had a solid shit in 10 years. Like,
oh my god,
there's stuff going on. Come on, and they just put me through.
So, that's awesome.
It's the 37th time I've been here.
Yeah. I'm only getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
All right, next question. It's so fucking wild that the solution to single plastic bags was just to make another plastic bag that used like 3 times the plastic, and they totally got away with it.
Concetta.
Yes, Concetta.
It's a guy.
No, that is Greg Larson. I put it there for Greg.
Shit.
Greg again. Another little environmental message there. Got a bit of a message. I used to have a drawer full of plastic bags, single-use plastic bags, and I've got a drawer full of real thick plastic bags.
That's so
Greg,
true.
Greg, would you say that comedians are the new philosophers?
I would say that we are the neo-philosophers of the...
And what
well,
do you make of the modern crop of politicians then, Greg?
I would say in many ways, they are actually the new comedians.
Okay, interesting.
Because some of the stuff they say, some of those policies, you got to be having a laugh, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, what are you smoking?
Mm. Yeah, sure, marijuana. Brother. I think marijuana. Greg, would you say that comedians are the modern philosophers or the modern willosophers?
I think there's only one will officer. Will officer. I want to see.
That's a character.
I want to see Will Anderson join the police. Like, officially join just so he can say, I'm the will officer.
He's the guy that pulls me over for my giant tits.
And put him in like proper dangerous, like put him at riots and stuff.
Yeah.
So he's there with his riot shield trying to defuse it with comedy. just the will officer trying to get in. Oh. I love it.
Right. Question 7. Haven't Brussels sprouts done well for themselves? The comeback story of the decade.
Regina.
Yes, Greg.
Guy.
Yeah, you are correct. That's
Guy.
That is me.
Brussels sprouts and badminton.
Great. Yeah, I was going through a big B phase recently where I was just tweeting out stuff that started with B.
That's awesome.
Badminton, Brussels sprouts. What's next?
Well, bananas are in for a review pretty shortly.
I love the idea of you just sitting on your back deck just going... Might go through a B phase. I might. Just sipping on your tea. And it's like, I might do it.
Just sitting there going, well, I guess it's time for plan B.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
You turned a fun little riff into a horrible pun.
That's what I do. All right, question 8. Wellness is getting up at dawn so you can spend hours in bed on your phone guilt-free.
Guy. Cameron.
Greg.
Yes, Guy.
Conchetta.
Yes, you are correct. That was Conchetta, yes.
Point How did you Guy. Know? What is it? What's about that isn't these idiots?
Well, I feel like everyone sort of carved out their lane. I do the B tweets. Greg does the satire. Cameron talks about fucking and sucking on Christmas Eve. And you sort of have these adorable middle
adorable.
Of the road.
They're adorable. They're
tweets.
Quaint. Put them on a pillow. Yeah, you're right.
It's just like chick stuff, isn't it? It's just like all chick stuff.
I won't deny it.
Are you a confirmed chick, Conchetta?
Oh, yeah. I'm a chick first, comedian second, always.
So, Conchetta, you wake up. What's your app of choice to go to first thing?
For mental health reasons, it's Instagram straight away. Yeah. Let's look at everyone else's life and destroy my own. I lay in bed for an hour, just like on Instagram, on Messenger, on TikTok sometimes. I love Facebook Marketplace. Oh, love to look at a million different things going around the area. So I can do that for honestly, days.
Have you ever bought anything from the marketplace?
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. I'm going mental. It's awesome because I live in the East. And you know what's great about it is everyone's out less, sort of. It's the East, so everyone is out. But, like, everyone here's rich, so I'm getting all the best stuff. I'm like, and I'm undercutting them on price. They're like 100. I'm like 50. I don't care. I've got nothing to lose. And sometimes you win some. All contactless or delivery, obviously. Just want to say. So I'm going crazy.
For the listener, she's winking when she says that, and I've edited that where she goes, I go around the house. We have a good chat.
I'm coughing. I'm laughing. You know.
All right, question 9. Anyone who thinks people are mostly good and generally do the right thing has never worked in retail or hospitality or ever been inside a public toilet at the airport.
Guy. Cameron.
Yes, Guy.
Fuck Greg. Off.
Yes, it's Greg. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Cameron, are you worried? Do you think you've got a bit of a delay there, Cameron, or...?
I'm sure I have a delay. It's a brain delay.
It's a freaking mental delay.
It's a freaking mental delay. Okay. But I was also going to say Greg, so I don't know if Guy wants to give me half a point or whatever.
Why would I want to do that?
I don't know. I could spot you half a point later.
Will you pay him back?
Yeah, I'd pay you back.
I wouldn't do it, Guy. Don't do it.
You promise you'll pay me back?
I'll pay you back, yeah.
Yeah, all right. You can have half a point.
Yes!
All right, okay, half a point. All right.
Mm-mm. You're going to regret
Thanks, Guy. I'll give it back.
I don't think you will.
So you've lost faith in humanity, Greg? Is that what we're getting at here?
I don't think I ever had it to begin with. I mean, I did work in retail. I remember working at Kmart one time when there was a fire in the store and everyone refused to leave because that we had like the stock take sale. There was an actual fire in the store and people were sitting down in protest because they're like, no, you just ring up my purchases first. But the airport Dunnies is literally the worst place in the world.
That's so bad.
This is 100% true. I once walked into an airport Dunny and the shit was covering the bowl.
No.
And I was just like, oh, man. And because I went in there to urinate because I'm too afraid to do it in front of other men.
Mm-hmm.
And then so I did that. And then I was just like, this fucking mess. Like, whoever comes in here after me is going to be fucked. And I'm not kidding. I opened the door and there was TV's Adam Spencer.
No!
And he goes, and we've never met, by the way. We've never met. And he goes, Greg Larson. And I said, yeah. No. And this was like during like Tonight or something. And he goes like, I really like that thing you did. I can't remember what it was, but it was just like, I really like that thing you did. And I was like, yeah, yeah. Cheers. And then, he walked into the toilet.
No! You didn't say that wasn't me, by the way. I didn't say anything.
Oh my God, I didn't say anything.
But even if he did, maybe he'd just doubt it, you know? So it sort of sucks both ways. Wait, Greg, can I just say, in retail, did you ever do anything to try and get back at customers? Because I also worked in retail and I had this thing that I thought was genius. You know when people would come in late and they would be like, they just didn't acknowledge that you're closing and that you want to go home. And they're like, I'm the customer. Like that hoity-toity bullshit. I figured out this thing that when they'd go to buy something, you know how they have security tags on stuff?
Yeah.
I was like, great, I'll just keep the security tags on because they're wasting my time. And they go home. They have the security. I'm like, it's all good, sweetie. And they go home. And if it buzzes, you're like, no, it's broken. And then they go home and they have to come back and you have like plausible deniability. You're like, I'm so sorry. Is that genius or what?
That is fucking sweet. That is the best thing. It really speaks to retail. Nothing retail workers want more than the customer to have a bad time.
Yeah.
There's nothing we want more than that. It's 100% true.
Just the horrible ones.
So is this in Brisbane, Greg? Were you?
Yeah.
Okay. And were you on the checkouts or were you on the floor?
Oh, I mean, I've worked in retail in various places. No, in Kmart, I was in the photo labs.
Wow.
And I worked in the photo lab where I was developing people's photos. This was before, you know, back when actual film existed and I was 16 years old. And I saw pornos.
Yeah.
So many people put in porno photos. And really? They didn't. It was surprisingly a lot.
Did anyone ever have one, like, shot left on their roll and go, oh, I'll just take it with the person at the Kmart? Like, sometimes you used to take, oh, I've got one left, I'll just take it with the chemist.
Who did that?
That never happened to me.
That's psycho. That must be a Tasmania thing, Josh. That never happened. Yeah. Not on the mainland, brother.
Yeah. we got a lot of shit to take photos of, dude.
You're from a small island. Do people do that in New Zealand?
Absolutely not.
Too busy eating Ferg Burger or whatever it's called.
Did you see in the comments someone was like they were working when there was an earthquake and they didn't let anyone leave? That's horrible.
That's fucked.
All right, and our last question for this round might get cancelled for this, but I think motorbikes are too loud.
Cameron.
Greg.
Yes, Cameron.
Guy Montgomery.
It is Guy Montgomery, yes.
Nice. Oh, my God. I would like to give half of my point to Guy Montgomery.
Thank you, Cameron.
I'm going to clear my debt.
This tweet was about bikes, so it fits with the B theme.
I was flirting. I was using bikes. I was transitioning to motorbikes, trying to experiment with, you know, changing the letter of orientation. But, I think they're too loud. They make me cross every time in a way that is, like, totally... It goes against how I try to live my life, but it's like a very deep sort of guttural. I think it doesn't need to be that loud.
Mm-hmm.
No. Maybe on the open road, but not in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
That's
fair.
All right. At the end of that round, the scores are Cameron James on 1 point, Guy Montgomery on 3 points, Concetta Cristo on 3 points, and also on 3 points is Greg Larson.
Wow.
It's good.
It's
close.
Three-way tie.
But
how about that?
You can come back in this round, Cam, because this round is called Young Love. Now, we're talking about Young Love. Now, when Cameron was a teenager, he went on a group date with his girlfriend to see the film Crossroads starring Britney Spears.
It's true.
20 minutes into the film, though, Cameron got dumped. But how did it happen? And what did Cam's mum do to cheer up her little boy? Was it A, the girlfriend yelled at Cam, "You love Britney more than me," tipped her Coke on Cam's pants, and when picking him up, Cam's mum said that Cam had gone by a pair of Calvin Klein underwear that he'd been asking for months. That's A. B, his girlfriend just left the cinema and got a friend to whisper in Cam's ear, "She wants to break up with you." So, after telling his mum on the drive home, as a treat to make him feel better, they stopped to buy Silverchair's Anthem for the Year 2000 on CD single. Or C, his girlfriend's dad stormed into the cinema and yelled at Cam for corrupting his daughter. When Cam's mum picked him up, she said, when they get home, Cam could make prank phone calls on the home phone for an hour. One of these is true. You can ask Cam as many questions as you want, but bear in mind, he wants you to get it wrong, so he gets your point. Although he's a very generous boy, he might get all your points and then give them back to you. I don't know how he's going to play it today.
Could happen.
The floor is open for questions. Ask away.
So, Cam, we can ask you anything and you can just lie, right?
Yeah, but I'm going to tell the truth.
Yeah.
Everything I say is
lie.
What was the name of this girlie?
Jessica.
Last Jessica name?
Clark.
You can say Jessica Rowe.
And why did she dump you?
I don't know. I think, like, you know, it was one of those early teenage relationships where you don't really even know each other or even really talk
yes
that much.
Yeah.
You know, how much time did you spend together before you went to see Crossroads, and whose film choice was it?
We had known each other all, like, since kindergarten, and we were in year 8 or something at this point, and I think we kissed at a school dance, and I asked her to go out with me, and she said yes, and then I
after the kiss, like, same movement
after the at the end of the night. And I think we didn't talk for like 2 days after that. But we would talk to each other's friends. It was fucking psychotic. I hate that shit. But whose movie choice was it? Well, there was a bunch of girls and a bunch of guys, and we all went. I can't remember who picked it, but
was everyone paired off already, or was it sort of a pick and mix?
Some people were couples, and some people were just going along for the ride. And they found themselves at a crossroads. And
very good. So C, where the dad storms in, and then as a reward, like, to make you feel better, you get to make prank calls. Mm-hmm. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard on this podcast. And I wonder if it's so crazy.
What's stupid about it?
Like the whole thing is insane.
What was your dad's job? Do you remember that?
I think he was a cop or something. He was an intense guy. Yeah. He was like a real intimidating dude.
But what?
Did he like? Did he like boobs? Is that what you're saying?
He's a boob man. He walked in. He clocked all the tits in the cinema.
wait. So if you were prank calling.
Yeah.
Did you fill the whole hour? Who did you call?
To be
were
honest,
you scared?
I don't remember actually doing any prank calls. I just remember my mum offering me to saying you can
were you,
make
were
prank
you into,
phone calls.
Were you into prank phone calls?
I was, yeah, but I used to do, this is kind of a bad one. I used to call the kids' helpline.
And prank them.
You piece of shit.
By pretending to have problems in your idyllic childhood.
It's real piece of shit stuff.
Yeah,
I
did it as well.
I regret it. You did it too.
It was a different time.
It was a different time. We didn't know about mental health or anything like that back then. We just saw a phone number on a screen and knew that people had to talk to you.
Yeah.
And so we would call them. But yeah, I don't remember actually making any prank phone calls.
Pretty funny, like, if you get dumped publicly at a cinema and your prank phone call is an hour of counselling because you're genuinely going through a problem.
Yeah. I'm
like, yeah, I really pranked him last night.
Yeah.
What was the dad? The dad said you corrupted his daughter.
They were religious, by the way. They were. But did
this dad not know that you were going out with his daughter? Like, what was the catalyst for him going, "That's it, you've corrupted her"? What did you do?
We hadn't even really... I think we'd only kissed that one time at the school dance. And I think they were... It was a Catholic school, but their family, were one of the stricter Christian, like Seventh-day Adventist or something like that.
At a Catholic school?
Well, she ended up moving to the Central Coast and they went to a Seventh-day Adventist school later. Mm. But yeah, while she was in Newcastle, they were at my school.
Are you picking holes, Greg?
I'm picking holes. I reckon Seventh-day Adventists aren't keen on Catholicism.
Also, speaking of picking holes, looks like Guy's been doing a little bit of that as well.
For the listeners, it looks like Guy's hand is stained with poo.
Yeah. Wait, Josh, do we all guess together or do we each guess our own and then we
guess
own?
Separately. You all guess individually.
Oh, okay. Shit.
What was the second thing again, sorry?
Second one.
It was his girlfriend left and then a friend whispered and said she wants to break up with you. And so on the way home, they stopped to buy Silverchair's Anthem for the Year 2000 CD single.
Hey, Cam. Mm. What's the real one? Which one? This is hard.
And what was the first one? She got upset and poured Coke on you and then you got
a pair of Calvin Klein underwear.
Mm.
How old are you? Year 8. So you're 11 or 12?
No, about 13. Year 8.
Oh, yeah. You're different. Is a slightly different system in Australia.
Yeah,
of course,
yeah. I was transitioning from silk boxers to cotton brief shorts, whatever they're called.
A pair of Looney Tunes boxer shorts.
It's
a Mark Wahlberg's.
We spent an extra year in school in New Zealand to be taught about the difference between Hungry Jack's and Burger King. So you'll have to excuse my mistake in the bookkeeping there. It feels to me like... can you tell me a little bit more about Jessica? So she's from a Christian background. You kissed at the dance. Mm-hmm. What was her personality like on the playground? Who were her friends? What was her pecking order in the social standings at school?
She was kind of quiet and a little bit dorky, which
and
I
then
liked.
Cam took her glasses off at the dance, and he was like, "Wow,
she's actually a total smoke show."
And I don't know. I don't really remember much about her, but I remember when she moved schools years later. She actually went to the same school as my cousin years later, and my cousin was cool, and she hated Jess, and she was like, "Jess is a loser." And I was always like, "No, she's not. She broke my heart. I mean, she can't be a loser. What are you talking about?"
Cam, just to see if you know, what's the? Can you sing the first line to Anthem for the Year 2000, please?
We are the youth. We'll take your fascism away.
Didn't really sing it, but okay. Well done.
That I can sing it if you want.
Get the axe out.
We are the youth. We'll take your fascism away. We are the youth. Wow. Apologize for another day. Yeah, etc. Expect
so
Greg,
I,
you'd
I,
love
I
that song,
that.
I reckon.
I absolutely love it. That's what we did in the Fancy Boy variety show. That was our big closer. Was our dance to the year 2000.
I did it one time with you guys, and I had to hold impeach John Howard sign.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, what are people thinking? Any more
Josh,
questions? Before
was
I close
the silver chair the B one?
That
silver
was
chair?
B. Yeah.
Yeah, I might go B. It feels like that's a more real thing of like being whispered to that you've been broken up. Pass it off to the friend. That's my guess. B.
All right. So Conchetta, B. Guy, what do you think?
I think B as well. It just feels to me the picture I've got of Jess and the whole scenario. It feels the most likely. Mm.
All right. And Greg, what do you think?
Yeah, I really want to say I would give anything for it to be C, that your mum would try and cheer you up by going, "Let's do some prank calls. You can prank call and I'll sit here and burp and your dad can fart.
I'll write down problems you could be facing at home and you can really give these counsellors what for."
It's called Lifeline. But no, I think B makes so much sense.
Clean sweep.
Guys, you are all correct. It was B, yes.
Yes.
Good on you guys.
What was the B-side, Cam, to Anthem for the Year 2000?
What was it? I think it was a cover of something. It was either
Anna's song, acoustic, or...
Oh, my God. The day that I realized that
Josh Abraham's
song
remix
was about anorexia, was like, these guys are next level.
Anorexia life. Yeah.
Cam, can I ask, did you cry after being broken up with?
Definitely, yeah, definitely.
What
I cried.
A loser.
And I... Thank you, bro. Really men-supporting
man,
I thought.
Did you cry in the cinema or later?
I left the cinema and went into another film with the boys. Wow. The boys
stood by me. Mental health. Yeah.
We left and we went into, I think it was Alien vs. Predator or something.
Oh, fuck
like that.
Yeah, of course. Dude.
Something like that.
That's how you get over it, dude.
That's therapy for men, is four guys going into a cinema watching Alien vs. Predator. They're like, I'm good. I'm fine.
One of them crying.
That sounds like how the Proud Boys were invented. That's right.
Yeah.
And yeah, I've never seen the rest of Crossroads. And my mum, it was so embarrassing. I think her parents must have told my parents that we'd broken up. And then my mum bought me this CD single of Silverchair. I loved Silverchair and I love that song. But it was just so cringe to have my mum come into my room and be like, I see you're sad, so here's a little... Oh.
Yeah, your mum sounds like a total bitch.
She's an asshole, dude. Let me suffer in silence.
All right, at the end of the round, the scores are, Cam, you're still on 1 point. Everyone else, you're on 4 points.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Woo!
All right, this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, each of you are given a fact about someone else on the panel. If you think it's true, you'll say yeah. If things are lie, you'll say nah. You can ask them as many questions you want. Bear in mind, they want you to get it wrong, so they get your point. So, to Cam. Once at a gig, Greg had an idea to eat an entire crab on stage. But when he went to buy one, it turned out an entire crab was over $270. Which was way more than he was being paid. He asked the restaurant if he could just have the shell of the crab. They thought he was insane, but they obliged. Greg then went and filled it with seafood extender and took it to the gig.
Oh my God.
He got through one claw, felt sick, and then bailed on eating the rest of it. Yeah or nah?
All right. Where did this gig happen?
It was in Brisbane. Mm-hmm. I honestly can't remember the name of the venue, but I remember it was at it was at the sit down comedy club. No, it was like, it was basically a pub that was near the Parmalat Milk Factory in South Brisbane. There's an industrial area, and there's a pub down there, and they'd do a gig there, and there'd be like Wednesday nights would be improv nights, and then there were frequently various different weird comedy nights. The Joint, that's it.
Someone said The Joint.
The Joint. Wow. That is, yeah. The Joint. 100%. I'm sure that sound. Yeah, The Joint, yeah. So I was at The Joint.
Okay, and was there anyone of note on the lineup, or was it just kind of a bunch of nobodies?
Oh, like Sam would have been there. I can't remember who was on, but Sam Campbell would have been there. Henry Stone would have been there.
And can you explain the bit to us? So the bit is just you eat a crab? Like, was there anything else going on?
There was. There was.
Tell us what the rest of the bit was, man.
The bit was I would get up. There was a bucket, right? And the crab was in the bucket.
Okay.
And this song, Suck My Kiss by the Red Hot Chili Peppers, played.
Okay.
I'm not joking. And then I would sort of stand there and dance to it, and then I'd go, your mouth was made to suck my crab.
No.
And then I would like break open the crab and like start eating it and dancing around like with my shirt off and like start like taking my clothes off and stuff.
Can I please ask you, I know it's not for me, but how long had you been doing comedy at this point, Greg?
Maybe 2 years.
And like, you'd already found your voice. That's pretty, that's pretty rare.
It didn't take too long. Two or three years. I'm trying to think of the exact time frame. But yeah, I was pretty new.
This is so good and so Queensland as well. I don't know if you guys, you know, Dan Rath, a comedian, told me one time that he was on a gig once in Queensland and the MC kept burping during his opening 10-minute monologue. And he kept like covering his mouth and going like,
sorry guys,
I'm blowing it away. And then he went, and then he said, sorry guys, I got a belly full of prawns at the moment. I ate a whole bunch of prawns before this game.
Oh, that's so funny.
Cam, I went and saw a show of a friend of mine in Adelaide, and he only had six people, but he was like, hey, I've got a reviewer coming. Can you come and see? And so me and another friend went and saw it. And there was only six, but he was burping the entire way through it. And he goes, sorry, I just had a kebab. But it was so small, we could smell the kebab. It was...
Oh, that's insane.
I honestly reckon I would rather smell a fart than a burp. There's something so fucking gross about a burp.
It's disgusting. I agree with you.
It's still so raw.
So Greg's more of a mummy's boy than a daddy's boy.
Well, like, it's like a burp is a raw fart. It hasn't been cooked yet.
Yeah, it's been taken out too soon. But when it's a fart, it is done. It's perfect.
I reckon that's actually a good tweet. A burp is just a raw fart.
That's really
good. It is.
It's class. You know what? I reckon, like, if this is a lie, it's the best written fake Greg Larson bit that I've ever heard. Yeah. I want it to be true, so I'm going to lock in true.
I agree.
I will take the compliment. That was a nah. Point there for Greg.
But it's funny because I did want to do it. But here's where you fucked up, Josh, because A, I can catch my own crabs, mate. I'm from Queensland. I got crab pots. I'm not buying a crab. Second of all, if you go to a fisho, you can pick up a Sandy for like $20. Like you can't, 270 is crazy. But anyway.
Yeah, well, I forgot about the money.
Here's the thing. This is where the origin of this story comes from. One of the first times I ever met Greg, we were in Sydney doing... I think the store and Henry Stone, I knew Henry a bit. And so we went out for dinner at some Chinese restaurant and Greg had, you had a gig at what they called Fuck Club the next day, which was the night. And you were talking about, I'd love to go and just eat a whole crab on stage. And where we were, there were crabs in the tank. And you were, you were wondering if you could just, you know, take one of the crabs and eat a crab. A month later, you opened up Crab Lab in Melbourne.
Yeah. I'd love to know about, Greg, your process when lying just now. So when you were sort of building the backstory and you said that you like when you were pulling a song from the ether and you said, Suck My Kiss by the Red Hot Chili Peppers, where did that come from?
I just thought it was funny.
What else could it have been, man?
What else could it have been? Like, I can't understand what song you could think of if you were going to eat a crab.
It was just so brilliantly, like, it was just, that was really what sold it to me. I was like,
Well, you could have had abracadabra.
Yeah.
You could have had that.
True.
But that's all right. All right, so I'll point there to Greg. All right, now.
Shit.
To Greg. Conchetta, the other week, filmed a TV show on the ABC. And before the taping, she got mic'd up. But then she needed to go to the toilet. Once she was on the toilet, though, she discovered the mic pack was clipped onto her underwear. She discovered this when she pulled them down and the mic pack fell into the toilet bowl. Yeah or nah?
Ooh, what was the show? Or can you not say?
No, it's out. It Question Everything on ABC. Mm-hmm. It's that Will
With
Anderson
Will Officer,
show.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Will Officer. Does he wear a police uniform?
Yeah, and I wear a low-cut top.
Nice.
And you play step sibling.
The mic pack, what happened after that? Did you run and tell someone like, hey, this mic pack has been in the toilet now? Or like what was the situation?
Yeah. I had a moment where I was like, what do I keep it a secret? Do I be honest? because I felt shame. And so I walked out. I like dried it off and then I walked out and then there were all these people looking at me. And I was like, guys, this just went in the toilet big time.
And they went, we heard. You're mic'd up.
We heard everything.
Okay. And was there anger? Was there like laughter? Were they like, oh, that's fine? Or were they like,
Will screamed at me. He screamed at me and I was crying. It made the cut in the show. They go, welcome, Katrina. I'm like, and everyone else cheered. They were like, good on you, kid. They were just laughing. They said it was the most hilarious thing they've ever seen at the ABC ever.
Did they replace the mic pad? Did they give a new one?
No, they said, it's all good. Get out there, girly. It's show business. So I just used the same one.
No, they just said project. Don't worry about a mic.
Yeah.
Just project.
Yeah, they were like, honey, you don't need it. You got great vocal cords. Use them.
Okay, as good as this story is, I'm doubting all the aspects of it. That they let you. But then I'm wondering if this is a double bluff where you're trying to trick me and play it off like a lie.
No, Greg, I would never lie. I'm not rotten. I'm a good girl. I'm not like you, Greg. I can't weave a crazy story and have everyone hook, line, and sinker. You know, I don't do that.
That's true. I am a genius. I am going to say this. You know what? I'm going to go back. I'm going to say this is true because I think it could happen, and I think you're downplaying it, but I think it's true. I'm saying true.
You are correct, Greg. That is a true story.
Fuck! Greg. Fuck! I was trying so hard. I'm like, how do I lie? And I just played it really low energy. That's me lying.
Yeah. It was a great lie, but it turns out you are rotten to your nasty looking core.
No, in the whole thing, she was being honest. She said, no, I'm not lying, Greg. She was playing it honest. Yeah. All right, so a point there to Greg. Another point.
Fuck.
Okay, so Conchita, though, you get a point here. Because when Guy was 20 years old,
no,
he took.
It's not true. Guy.
There was a time.
It's not true. It's not true.
Nah, it's a nah.
I've always been 32.
He does it good.
Are you 32?
I am. Yeah,
that's cool.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
That is pretty cool, actually.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Oh,
fuck yeah, that's cool.
It's pretty cool. Yeah,
it feels
32.
Good.
Yeah. 32, dude.
Now, when he was 20 though, not 32, he took acid and was convinced he couldn't talk to anyone for fear of bearing all his secrets to them. He eventually got a taxi home when the driver confessed to young 20-year-old Guy that he had never once taken his wife by the hand and asked her to dance. Yeah. Or nah.
That's so funny. Was that Cam? Was he the driver?
I won't do it. I refuse to ask this chick to dance.
Sorry.
She wants to dance. She can find someone else.
Yeah, I'm leaning on the bar. That's my
bar. Josh, okay, so I heard that Guy got so high that he couldn't speak to anyone for fear of leaking secrets.
Yes.
Then I blacked out for the rest. What's the second part?
The taxi driver, he got home in a taxi.
He got home in a taxi.
And the taxi driver confessed to Guy that he's never once taken his wife by the hand and asked her to dance.
That's awesome. Okay.
It actually felt pretty full on at the time.
Okay, Guy. Guy, why did this man feel so comfortable? Was he like a talker that just was like oversharing everything? Or did you like have a really spiritual conversation? What's the preamble here?
I was just trying to finish my, I was ready to not be in conversation with anyone anymore.
Yeah.
And I was too far away, you know, like the most efficient means of getting to my room was a cab. And this was, you know, it was 12 years ago. So it wasn't like, I actually didn't buy into the whole mini disc fad.
Oh, what?
So it's not like I had a portable MP3 or audio player. And so you're just sitting there vulnerable in this taxi, and the guy started talking. I don't know what his, you know, I've never ridden with him by day. I don't know what his energy is, you know, around the clock. But I guess I just had this, you know, this aura, which suggested I was a safe person to confide in. It's a pretty full on thing to tell a stranger.
Totally. And do you remember if he said why or how you replied or if there was much convo after
I remember if he said what. I think I kind of remember the energy of the preamble, which was like, you know, he was doing his best in life and he wanted to be happy, but. You know, in all of my years of being married, I've never done this thing. I don't remember what I said. I was kind of shutting down because I just wanted to get home. I remember I got home and I listened to a podcast by a sports writer I liked at the time called Bill Simmons to try and chill out. But it just felt like all my thoughts were spiraling around and like collapsing in on themselves. It was a really bad trip.
Whoa. I want to open the floor. Does anyone have any questions? I have my gut answer.
Did you just say podcast?
Yeah.
Yes. And then he said he liked Bill Simmons at the time. He obviously has stepped away from Bill Simmons and the Ringiverse after.
No, I just don't like him like I did. I loved, you know, I was an early adapter. I was, when he was the Page 2 sports guy on ESPN, I was into it.
12 years ago.
So there was like Bill Simmons, Mark Maron. I don't know who else.
Okay. Gervais. I've got to go with my gut. I just have a feeling this is a nah.
You can shed out incorrect. It was a yeah. That's a true story. A point there for Guy.
Oh, my fucking kill yeah. me. Just kill
yourself,
me.
Dude. Kill yourself. Fuck.
No way, hey, guys.
It's lockdown. It's not up to us.
Cam has a number if you need to call someone. He can give you the number. He remembered it. It's the Becky and Cam hotline. Call them.
Yeah, 1-800 Becky.
I just thought, Guy, you were being so too vague, and you were looking away.
He
so
was,
I was like,
it was,
he's
up to
12
no
years ago, and I'm remembering an acid trip. You know, it's a challenging life.
All right, so Guy, you got a point. Now, to Guy, when Cam was 11 years old, he was given $30 to buy his mum a present for Mother's Day. Cam knew exactly what he wanted to get her. And he went to Granny Mae's and bought a Billy Big Mouth bass fish.
A lot of mum stuff, you know? What's going on, Cam?
Well, leading up to Mother's Day, Cam...
Try and drown out her bloody birds.
Cam was so excited to give it to her, but when she unwrapped it, she was so angry that she just stormed out of the house and didn't come back until the afternoon. Yeah or nah?
So what, is it? How old is your mum turning?
No, it was for Mother's Day.
Oh, for Mother's Day.
Yep.
And how old are you?
10 or 11 or something like that.
And how much does a Billy Big Mouth bass cost?
I can't remember exactly, but I remember Dad gave me a bit of an allowance or a bit extra on my allowance.
To buy a Mother's Day gift.
Yeah, it would have been between.
It'd be nice.
Between $20 and $30, I imagine.
And were you buying this gift in with goodwill, or were you sort of like, this will be a bit funny?
Look, I didn't know what the right thing to get her was. And I now look back and think I should have gone to the body shop or something like that and gotten a
lingerie.
Nice soap. No,
it's
not
nice.
Lingerie, you know? Get your you don't get your mum lingerie. I don't know what Italians are. I know Italian sons and their mums have a weird relationship, but
maybe your stepmum.
Yeah, maybe.
Wait, so did you know you were going to be buying at Granny Mae's? Were there other shops?
Well, I used to love Granny Mae's. So that was like the one that I would go to. If I ever had some money, I would buy something from there.
Did you want the Billy Big Mouth bass?
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those like scenarios where I clearly was thinking about myself, but also thinking I could couch it in a gift that would be fun for the family to have.
Why was your mother so affronted by it?
She's just pissed off that like I'd done something selfish and spent the money on something that was
so it was transparent to everyone that the Billy Big Mouth bass was for you.
Like she'd never expressed interest in the singing fish universe.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm
and where would it even go? Like, my mum is a proud home owner. There's nowhere to hang this fucking thing in the house. It's a gift for a dad. In hindsight, it is a Father's Day gift.
I think it's a year. I think you did do that.
God, you are incorrect. It was a no.
I knew it. I knew it.
Oh shit.
Oh, I thought it was.
He really got to the lingerie. He got to the lingerie.
Yeah,
that was
a year the whole way through, and then so even though you were sort of giving me ticks, when I was like, you know, it was like it was too easy that it would be a year because you were playing along like it was a year, but then I couldn't get it out of my head that you must have done it. What'd you buy her?
I don't know. Josh just made this shit up. I don't know.
It's a plot line to The Sopranos.
It is.
When Tony gets the big
AJ gets his... and also AJ gets Carmella a Matrix DVD.
So, now, yeah. Guy, you're only in lockdown for a week so far, so you've not hit rewatching The Sopranos level of lockdown. It's going to come. Mm. Week two, week three?
I haven't seen it yet. I've just I literally just watched the first episode. I've hit watching Sopranos.
Yes. That's so exciting.
Oh, yeah, I'm really excited.
I've got one episode left on this rewatch. So I'm going to watch the finale when we're done here. Yeah. So if we could hurry the fuck up. Because I want to see who survives. Cool.
All right, at the end of that round, the scores are Cam, you're on 2 points. Conchetta, you're on 4 points. Guy, you're on 5 points. In the lead now on 6 points is Greg Larson.
Good on you, Greg.
I didn't hear a big woo.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. I'll add it in.
I love people in the comments are telling us what season they're on of Sopranos at the moment.
Yeah.
It's
great.
Shout out to Binge. God, we love Binge.
I actually think, like, in my opinion, I would say The Sopranos is one of the all-time great TV shows.
That's really? I've never heard anyone say that.
I would say
before
that.
Greg.
That's heck.
I'm actually saying it. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. While we're talking arts, Greg, I reckon you would like this band called The Beatles. I reckon they're pretty right up your alley.
Yeah. Some of their songs are really interesting.
Yeah. All right, this round.
Just before we move on, sorry, do you know Damien Power, like a couple of years ago, discovered The Beatles?
Yeah, I know. I was with him at the fucking Gold Coast when he was like, hey, man, I just want to play this. Is this called the White Album? And I'm like, yeah, I fucking know, dude. Like,
in 2019, he's like telling people about the White Album.
Yeah, he's going on telling everyone about it. Also, in that same time that I was hanging out with him, I asked to use his computer for a second, and when I opened it up, it was actually on a website of like themes of the Matrix movie, like,
oh my god,
and it was stuff like, you know, Neo, when the letters are rearranged, spells the one. And he was so like, good. It does.
That's so good.
All right, this round is called Who. In this round, I'll read out 10 questions about you four. If you know who it is, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers again. You get a point if you get it right, a point off if you get it wrong. Only round you can lose points. You can't buzz in for your own ones. Here we go. Question one. Which of you once slurped up whiskey off a display home carpet?
Conchetta.
Cameron.
Conchetta, yes.
Greg.
Yes, it was Greg, yes. A point there for Conchetta.
Had to be.
Yeah, well.
What are you slurping it off for?
Well, we had broken into a display home whilst on the way to a party. I was like 16 at the time, and my mate was doing like a work for the doll type thing, and the dude who was having the party was like 30-something, and he was an ex-con. But we were on our way there, and then we met someone on the way, and then they were like, oh, let's break into a display home, and I didn't want to seem like a loser, so I did. And then we spilled all the whiskey, and I sucked up the whiskey from the carpet. So, yeah.
All right. Legend.
Question two. Who once walked past a kindergarten that was blaring from their speakers the Robin Thicke song Blurred Lines?
Conchetta.
Yes, Conchetta.
Guy?
Yeah, it was Guy. Yeah, put the
Conchetta. Awesome. That's awesome.
And that's another B. That's another B.
Yeah.
Blurred Lines.
Was Kindy in session?
Yeah. Are you kidding me? That song's all about, you know, learning.
Learning about consent from a young age.
from the male perspective, though.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah. Sometimes a no is a maybe.
That's the face Josh makes when he's like, getting the time code for the editing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. A little snip, snip.
Yeah, to put it out as like the sizzle reel. Okay. Question three. Who here believes that if they were faster at calling shotgun, they would be dead today? So you know how you call shotgun?
Guy.
Yeah.
Yes, Guy.
Cameron James.
No, it was Greg Larson, a point off Guy.
Yeah, that was when
there from the insane story from your other childhood anecdotes.
Yeah, so in this time instead of breaking into a display home, we stole a car.
Oh my god!
Didn't steal it. It was my friend's dad's car.
That's still
that
stealing,
he took
isn't
without
it?
Permission.
Yeah, that's Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah. Anyway, he rolled it, and I was in the back seat. But
Grand
I
Theft
shotgun.
Awesome.
Yeah, okay. It is cool. Like it is cool to steal cars. I think I just want all the listeners to know that. No, but I was sitting in the back seat and I'd called shotgun, and my friend, who was like super short, like this much shorter than me, he got shotgun.
That's not that short. Then, that's regular, normal size, that would be.
No, that's tiny. That's teeny.
That's a decent size to teeny. Live your life.
Anyway, so the car rolled, and then when it rolled onto the roof, a big rock smashed in the front passenger side, and he was like, it was like this far away from his head. Whoa. And I was fine.
Grand Theft awful, actually. Yeah. That's really
Question 4. Who once had to call the shopping centre security to let them out because they'd spent so long on the toilet and the shopping centre had got locked?
Conchetta!
Yes, Conchetta.
Cameron James.
Yes, it was Cameron James.
You loser.
What made you think that?
Because you're a grub. You're disgusting. No, you're a fool.
I'm not a fool. I'm not a grub. I'm not disgusting. I'm pretty normal, pretty regular rockin'
just
dude.
A big boggin' guy. Like.
Can you tell us more about that story?
Yes.
What did you have? Were you constipated or diarrhea?
I love the start of every good anecdote begins with, ah, yes.
Also, every good anecdote begins with a choice between constipation and diarrhea, I think. Yeah, diarrhea, big time. I had irritable bowel syndrome. I still live with it to this day. And I spent so long inside a toilet that the security locked the cage in front of it. And then I had to call security and get them to come open it up again.
That's so... And it smells disgusting when they arrive. They actually don't let you out. They keep you locked.
Pissing. I was just pissing, I swear. Yeah.
That was there before me. Yeah, that was me.
It was Adam Spencer, their security.
All right, question 5. Who had a person send them a DM on Twitter that started with the phrase, I'm a New Yorker by birth and personality?
Guy.
Greg.
Yes, Guy.
Conchita.
Yeah, of course.
She's been dining out on that DM for months.
Absolutely. I wish there were more, but that's it.
And Conchita, is it true that you reply to every dick pic?
Yeah, I'm like, love it. Great job.
Keep it up, King.
Don't stop. Yeah,
big dick fan. Big fan of dick.
Yeah, I show my boyfriend. He's like, oh, cool. Skip sets.
Sick. That's awesome.
We high five, you know.
Next question. Who, while getting some exercise in lockdown, had a panic attack about shitting themselves in public and ended up shitting on the floor of a petrol station?
Cameron. Greg.
Yes, Cameron.
Oh, fuck. I was going to say Greg, but then he said his own name.
Yeah, right?
So I guess it's Guy Montgomery.
Yes, it is Guy Montgomery.
Oh, wow.
We've all had a touch of the diarrhea in this show, haven't we?
Yeah, it was a nightmare situation. I was, it was last year, I was training for a marathon and I was going out on these big long runs and I was trialing these like energy gels that you eat, which just run absolute havoc on your guts. And I pulled over and I was running through an urban bushwalkway and had to find a tree to hide behind and dig a hole and take care of myself, and thought I'd dealt with it. And then 2 Ks later, it was absolute panic station. And I ran into this BP. And to be fair, I got like 99% of the shit in the toilet, but a little bit did hit the floor.
Wow. Did someone have to clean it up? Did you address it?
I addressed it. I mean, it was it was during a lockdown. So it was a really bad time.
Oh my God.
I didn't say anything. I felt bad for going into a petrol station when I didn't have to buy, I didn't want to buy anything.
Yeah. But
it was just the situation I was in.
You just get that big key and go about your day.
I was like 10 kilometers from my house and you can't show up at anyone's house.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that sucks. I'm so sorry to hear that. And did you have to clean it up?
I just wrapped my hand in toilet paper and sort of... we don't need to get into the nitty-gritty, actually.
Fuck.
I fucking fell right into that.
Look, guys, you know how he was talking about the deck at the start of the show? That's it's all a front. It's not really anything. Yeah.
No, I'm just so happy to hear that, because I believe my wish is that every single person in the world shits themselves at least once, because I think it really humbles you and you're connected on a really beautiful front.
Beautiful.
And it really annoys me that Ben has not, and he walks around with such this air of superiority, you know? And so I pray every day that he shits on the floor like the rest of us.
We can make it happen.
That's right, yeah. Reveal yourself. Show you're human.
All right. Next question. Who used to make money by stealing golf balls off the green at a golf club and then selling them back to the golf shop?
Kajetta.
Guy.
Yes, Guy.
Greg?
Yes, it was Greg. Yeah, right. Guy.
It was
Big
my
Greg energy.
It was my friend's scheme. I didn't do it. He just sort of wrote me into it. But we would just go into the bush and then take all the golf balls that went in there and then sell them back to the pro shop. But then we got lazy and we found this section of the golf course where they couldn't really see us. And then when the ball would land on the green, you just grab it. And then one time these guys got real, they caught us and they chased us into the bush. And we were kind of surrounded on all sides because it was like bush in the middle of the golf course. And they were hitting golf balls in and saying they were going to bash us if we got out. We were like fucking 13 at the time.
Yeah. And you must have been like, every hit, we're making money.
Yeah. We collected them all.
Do your worst.
We collected them all. And we sold them again. And I think...
All right, next question. Who was once in a gang fight that was stopped when a gang member's mum slapped a kid in the face?
Greg.
Yes, Greg.
Cam.
It was Cam. Yeah, point there for Greg. Yep.
That is true.
The gang fight?
Well, we called ourselves a gang. We were called the 322 Crew. That was was the name of our bus.
And what did you do? Loser. Sneak out of Crossroads to go and watch Alien vs. Predator at the cinema.
We tried to fight. We tried to get in fights. It never really happened much. But then there was one fight on a New Year's Eve. And like one guy was shoving my friend Richard. And then Richard's mum saw it and came down and slapped this other guy across the face and broke the fight up. And we're all like, we got to quit the gang. That's the end of the gang. That's the end of the gang.
The final days of the 322 Crew.
And there'll be no, you'll never see a Netflix documentary about that.
No. No, you won't.
No, you won't.
All right, next question. Who tried to lock themselves out of their Uber Eats account by using their friend's email to log in? And now all that happens is when their friend gets notified every time this person orders something on Uber Eats.
Cameron.
Greg.
Yes, Cameron.
That is Conchetta Caristo.
No, you're wrong. Yeah. It's about Josh. That's the Josh one.
I know that is you because I know the friend that it is. And mm-hmm. She was saying that she just gets all these notifications from McDonald's McFlurries.
Just a McFlurry.
Conchetta has a very specific McFlurry order.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's classy, it's beautiful, it's iconic, and it doesn't annoy any McDonald's staff member when I ask
ordering
for it.
Ice cream on Uber Eats is an incredibly stressful concept.
Oh, yeah. God.
What's your McFlurry? What's your go-to?
Okay, here we go. So we order an Oreo McFlurry with an extra Oreo and extra hot chocolate fudge, but it doesn't end there because they never do enough and they just do it at the top. So I say, sorry, and can I please have extra Oreo and fudge at the bottom and at the top, and I'll pay whatever you want. I say that, and I have to do it at the counter because they don't get it. I have to like be charming and I have to be desperate. I have to like get the right mix, and then it usually works out.
Fuck yeah.
That sounds really tough for you.
So yeah, lockdown's been hard having to order that.
Over all of us in different ways.
Now, Conchetta, you said there was more to the story as well because your friend checked in on you at one point.
Yeah, yeah. One time, I ordered a tub of ice cream. I always order a tub of ice cream from Ben and Jerry's. I get
Why did you exclusively use Uber Eats to order ice cream?
Because I have mental health issues. Instead of calling a lifeline or anything, I'm just sort of ordering Uber Eats.
But are you not punking yourself?
No. Guy, because I like ice cream to be like a little bit melty. I think it's like a cool life hack because it's the perfect amount of time. So I can eat it. It's like a bit moist. So anyways, I ordered one at 10 a.m. And she sent me the screenshot. She was like, are you okay? What's going on? So I immediately downloaded Deliveroo. So we've sorted it. I've jumped apps. Get off my back, girl.
And our final question for the game. Who at age 7 had to pick up all the rubbish in the playground when their teacher discovered they didn't eat their lunch?
Greg.
Cameron.
Yes, Greg.
I don't know. I just wanted to get a point in. I'm going to say Guy.
Greg, you are correct. That was Guy, yes.
Cute, yeah, adorable story.
You and Miss Fitzsimons both fucking got my ass.
This seems quite harsh for a seven-year-old to...
It's insane. We had lunchbox check. Before you're allowed to play, you had to show the teacher your lunchbox to show that you'd eaten your food. And one lunch, I didn't want to eat my food. I just wanted to play. So I shoved my sandwiches and my mandarin down like a grill drain. And then I don't know how she traced it back to me, but Miss Fitzsimon saw and was like, "Those are your sandwiches. You're picking up rubbish." And I was, and I had to actually, I had to fish. They took the drain out, and I had to fish my own sandwiches out of the of the drain.
See, I also was a kid who never ate his lunch. Wanted to go play, and the kids, my kids, their school, they flip it. So you go play first for 40 minutes, then you come in, and then you have 10 minutes to eat your lunch.
That's awesome.
Way better system.
Yeah. Mm. Fuck yeah. We should all like Billy Madison it and just go do primary school again.
Yeah. So I keep sick. Trying. I keep trying, dude. You're not allowed. But I can't even wrap my head around. I mean, even from primary school, I was like, yeah, I'd be eating my lunch. And then they're like, oh, you can play? And I'm like, oh, I guess. I don't care.
I am. I'm playing.
With the chippies and the sandwich. Like, that's the play.
At the end of the game, the scores are Cameron James, 4 points. Well done, Cam.
Thanks, man.
Guy Montgomery, 6 points.
Damn.
Conchetta Caristo, 7 points. But our winner with the final question correct on 8 points is Greg Larson.
Fuck yeah. Wow. Is this my first win or have I won before?
I think it's your first win, Greg.
Wow.
Fuck yes.
Woo.
I think you got Phil's close last time, but yeah.
Now, I'm going to play against with three idiots.
Now, Greg, because you win, you can promote whatever you want to promote. You got the grub.
Mm-hmm.
People can listen to the grub.
Yeah.
Is it back behind a paywall or is it still...
No, it's like we're doing like monthly episodes basically, and we were going to be doing monthly live episodes, but guess what? We're not. So once the lockdown ends, we'll be back to doing live episodes, but we've got monthly episodes coming out.
Excellent.
Also want to just plug the comedy of Officer Will Anderson. Check him out on whatever platform you can get him. He's honestly the best cop on the scene. He's the only non-ACAB cop.
He's A-Kel. All cops are leg men.
Guy, where can people find and see you?
You can find me on social media, upsettingly, at @Guy_Mont. And when I become successful enough, I'll leave. And also, actually, I'm in the second season of Taskmaster New Zealand.
Yay!
It's airing at the moment on TVNZ if you're in New Zealand. Or, I understand, if you are living abroad, you can watch it using a VPN or some kind soul, who I can't call kind, some criminals uploaded it all to YouTube. But it's the best. It's the best job I've ever had, and I'm devastated you only get to do it once. I loved it so much.
I watched the rap scene the other day, and who was that guy?
David Correos. Yeah,
so, that was so funny.
Yeah, the great recommend. David Correos, so funny.
Yep. Cool. So watch that. You can see it on YouTube. Conchetta, where can people find you?
You know, at Conchetta Worldwide on Instagram and at Conchetta Caristo on Twitter. I hate that they're different, but we've gotten to the story. There's a stupid Italian woman in Italy who refuses to give it to me. And then I have my podcast, Big Natural Talents.
Excellent. And do not send DMs to Conchetta off the back of this. Thank you.
Sorry.
No, I welcome them. Dick pics as well. Go for it.
And Cameron James, where can people find you?
I'm on Instagram at @IamCameronJames. I have a podcast called Total Robot, which is me reviewing
Total Robot shoes.
Yeah. No, you can listen to Total Reboot with me and Alexi Toliopoulos, where we talk about movies, or the Beck End Cam Hotline with me and Becky Lucas, where we take calls and make fun of people.
It's a polyamorous podcaster. You love to hear it.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks everyone for attending this Zoom. And next week, come again. Same time next week. Will be the last one we do until I take a bit of a break of doing the on the Zoom. Hey, thanks everyone. I'll see you next time. Bye.
Thanks, Josh.
Bye. Thank you.
Thanks, Josh.
home a lot. I would say that before this whole pandemic, for years even, I would say that I've had a lot of practice self-isolating.
Awesome.
Oh, okay.
I would say that I've been...
That's a fresh new take. I've not heard anyone come
from... Because I'm a fucking loser.
Yeah.
Because I'm
we haven't even let the fucking crowd in yet. It's crazy. Wait
till you see what happens when they come in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.